Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. A feeling. That today's gonna be a good day.
Back today's in your mind, your heart. And your ears. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friends. I have more than one friend, which is so cool. Victoria Keelan is here, along with Kara Schillen. And it's good to know, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, as you become used to Victoria Keelan being on the program, I want you to know that one of the best and most attractive things about her, and one of the real reasons that she is here on the Good Day program, is because she has recently convinced her boyfriend to start composting with her. That's the thing that caught my eye, Victoria.
I'm having a lot of fun composting. I had no idea it could be so fun.
Okay, now you're in New York City, and yes. I'm guessing you live in an apartment. Should I guess that? You do,
yes,
right?
That
down
is
on
correct.
72nd, didn't you tell me, in somewhere there?
87th,
okay.
Yes.
So how are you composting, and what are you composting? This is an idea segment, ladies and gentlemen. So those of you who live in places where you just couldn't imagine composting. Well, first of all, we have to understand what composting is. So I will, as the farmer, tell you what it is, unless you want to. You're a city farmer. I'm a country farmer.
I would like to hear the farmer definition of it first.
The best way I could put composting is a mix. I've been composting for years. I take various forms of manure, horse manure, cow manure, chicken manure. Sometimes if I get a pig manure, and I mix it together in this witch's brew of manure, and sometimes put leaves in it and lawn. You can put lawn clippings, all kinds of anything organic, including your waste. I do not collect garbage. We used to on the farm when I was a kid. That's part of what the composting was, because in the food that is thrown away, either you haven't finished eating it or it's thrown away, we used to go around to the supermarkets in town and collect all the garbage and feed some of it to the pigs, and then some of it would go into the manure pile. Because the manure pile is a nice way of saying composting. It's sort of New Yorkish. It's sort of feminine. It's sort of gentle. But basically, composting is manure. And so we would throw all that stuff in. But whatever bacteria there are that are generated by the remains of the food, and it could be chicken, steak, it could be meat, it could be vegetables, it could be anything, and that stuff helps to make the composting juices stronger. And within 6 months, most of the stuff that's in the pile, if it's turned over and gets enough exposure, will become very good organic material. And the best thing about it, which most people don't understand, it isn't so much the material, it's the bacteria, the microbes that are created by what goes on in the process. And the microbes, when they get into the soil, help in and of themselves to make the soil better. What happens in conventional, I bet you didn't think you were going to get this whole lesson.
No, today, I'm learning a lot.
All right, so what happens in the conventional system of big farms using ammonia or other nitrate, nitrogen is what makes things grow. We talk about nitric oxide all the time here as it relates to super beets. Well, it's basically the same stuff, and it makes things grow, but it doesn't help replenish the soil. So a lot of times when you look at the big agribusinesses, the soil is not replenished. The things that are put on at the beginning of the season, like right now, people are applying, if they can do it, not where I am because there's 6 inches of snow, but some where the ground is exposed, you spread these things, and you have tilled the soil, and you prepare it, and then you plant. And that's what gets the seeds started quickly. But this chemical stuff doesn't replenish what's in the soil. What composting and putting manure on the soil does is feed these microbes, feed the soil so that it replenishes the soil. It's not so much about the plant, but it's about the soil. And then by the very nature of what happens, it makes the soils being richer, fuller, and more healthy, makes whatever is being grown fuller and more healthy. So
right, exactly.
You got now, all that?
I got all of it. I think it's fantastic. I'll tell you just quickly the reason I started composting. My brother and his girlfriend have a house in New Jersey, and they have what looks like some sort of World War II cranking apparatus. They say it's a big composter that they have in their backyard.
Yeah, it's probably a grinder and, or mixer. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah. And so I've been exposed to it, and they have an organic garden with non-GMO seeds that took them forever to track down, which I'm sure you're aware of too.
Yeah, much
and
harder
so
now. Yeah, it's much
it's
harder.
Really hard. And so they've been composting, and so I've sort of been aware of it in a sense, but never thought New York City would be a place that you could do it. And so I started reading this article about, you'll know more about this as well, vegetables that don't make the cut to get into supermarkets, whether the fruit doesn't pass inspection or whatever.
It doesn't look good. There's
exactly.
A whole thing about, as a matter of fact, there's a company that was on Shark Tank a couple of weeks ago. That I think, I can't remember which one bought into it. I think it's what's his face on the far end, the far right, who this company and these guys working together are taking the ugly fruit and vegetables that we don't want to buy.
Right.
And they have made a business of selling them and also distributing some of them to the poor. It's quite an interesting idea.
It's
but
great.
Anyway, so yeah, there's
but
no
most
difference
of that,
in what. There's no. We all have it. Whoever has a garden is going to have ugly potatoes, ugly tomatoes, ugly carrots. They're just not all beautiful,
right? And I like to think that those are the ones that are less genetically modified. The pretty ones are, well, you know, organic fruit sometimes isn't as pretty as the other
that's
stuff.
That's true. Yes, but, because when apples and pears and fruits in general, if you're not spraying them, then they're likely in the natural course of things to have worms and blemishes on them. And for whatever the reason, we're so silly here, we've been taught to only want something that's perfect. Oh, we got to have that perfect apple.
It's true.
Most of them are not like, well, I grew up, we just go to the, out to the, we had a big pear and apple orchard, and it was in the piggery. So the pigs were laying at the roots of these. The fruits were terrifically. They were big, but they had all kinds of pock marks, and they had ants crawling all over them. They had wormholes in them. And with the old joke, what's worse than seeing an ant in an apple? Seeing half of an ant. A worm in an apple.
Right. I've heard that. Yeah.
Yes,
so basically, I was reading this article about all this fruit and that gets dumped into landfills. Mm-hmm. And as stuff gets piled on top of it, oxygen cannot get to the fruit. So it essentially stays there and rots very, very slowly and emits a lot of methane. And that's as you know, methane is very bad for the ozone.
A lot of it is not
greenhouse gas.
Right. Yes, right.
And so now they're saying that all this fruit.
You were very gingerly about that because you were about to say it's because of cows, but then you start, oh, he's a dairy farmer. I better not say
that. Yeah, I don't want to insult the cows.
But it's not. Let me add something to that. So you, again, and other people who hear that story, the ruse with methane is that, cows emit methane, as do humans. So if you want to eliminate methane gas, then you need to get rid of all the humans, get rid of anything that's a living organism. There is truth, 100% truth, to methane coming out of animals, all animals, pigs, horses, makes no difference. It comes out of every living being that has a digestive system. It creates methane gas. However, the circumstance with cows, the cow's poop, when it hits the ground, because of the microbes that I was just talking about being from the digestive system. Remember, cows have four stomachs, so they do a wonderful job of digesting. And the stuff that's normally you know how we talk about antibiotics and probiotics and what's good for our gut? We should have Jack talk to us about this. Jack Stockwell in a little bit, so we all are on the same page. But the stuff that's created because of the process that comes out, the methane is only one consequence. The manure, when it hits the ground, all the microbes that are in, if you look at a pile of manure on the ground in a pasture, you'll see all the grass around it is green. That's because the microbes have gotten into the soil from the manure and made the soil richer, therefore the grass is greener. All right, I keep interrupting you, but I want
to... No, it's fine. It's fine. No, it's fine. And so I was just reading about how many vegetables are sitting and rotting, and because they're not getting any oxygen, entire pumpkins and carrots are intact, and it's creating... Now they're saying it's creating so many greenhouse gas emissions that it's actually... going to rival car emissions. And so that was really when I started reading more about that and the landfills, which I'm just, I hate landfills anyway. Wow. And being in New York City, it's, we're kind of surrounded by them.
What's going to happen? History will show that building landfills was one of the worst ideas of modern man, because all we have created, as you've just suggested, there have been people, some of the earlier, like in the 70s, 60s, I think we started doing landfills in the 60s, and some have bore, they're, you know, just for an experiment, college someplace, I can't remember where it is, they had a boring machine dig down into this really big facility where they had built a landfill, and they found a hot dog. They'd been there for 40 years. It was completely intact. I mean, completely, like they stuck in the ground 40 years ago. That's for two reasons: for what you just said, and also because hot dogs are filled with preservatives. It would be like the same thing would happen if you buried a McDonald's hamburger in a roll.
I mean,
I get up 40 years later, it looked the same.
Right, right. I fear that 1,000 years from now, you know, we still find Egyptian artifacts, and no one's going to find anything but hot dogs and preserved hamburgers from our entire civilization.
Right. Our civilization will be all hot dogs.
Oh, yes. Sad legacy.
It's all right, though. Listen, it's not going to affect us unless we are around in one of our next lives. 18 and change past the hour here on Good Day.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is it possible for old dogs to learn new tricks? Absolutely. It's one of the most dazzling recent advances in brain science. Here's the science of it. It's called neurogenesis. For years, it was believed that humans were born with a finite number of brain neurons, and as you aged, well, it was downhill from there. Now it's known that a 75-year-old can have as many brain cells as a 25-year-old. What's the cheap psychological trick? The old use it or lose it is absolutely true. If through your lifetime you continue to use your brain in novel or unique ways, your brain cells will grow bigger and better. What to do? Learn something new each day, and the better your brain will function. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
When conflicts arise at work or home, what's the best way to handle them?
Author Barry Moult suggests using one of these four tactics to resolve the conflict immediately.
Plead ignorance. Respond with, "I didn't know this. Tell me more." Your empathy may calm things down.
Be direct. Ask, "Why don't you agree with me?" This helps you get to the core issue.
Take responsibility. Suggest, "Both of us need to put more effort into this." The problem now becomes something you can work on together.
Leave the door open. Say, "I'll incorporate your thoughts going forward." Show your willingness to consider another point of view.
Resolve conflicts by investing more in the relationship. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.